give it to you for memorial. This is for Joe K5BQG, right?
Affirmative, Joe Grady White.
All right, well, over to you, KA5As and K.
And this is for Joe Grady White, was born on December 9th, 1939, at Wewaka, Oklahoma, to Harry Henry Grady and Pauline Lucille Homer White. He left this earthly home and entered into the arms of the Lord Jesus Christ, December 11th, 2013. Services were on Monday, December 16, 2013 at Calvary Baptist Church at 10 a.m. with Reverend Darrell Butch officiating. Joe was saved and baptized as a teenager while attending the First Baptist Church in Tishomingo, Oklahoma. And after moving to Durant, was a member of the First Baptist Church, Calera, Oklahoma. Joe graduated from Tishomingo High School and attended Southeastern State College. He married Minnie Bell Hansen, September 14, 1959, in Sherman, Texas. Both Joe and Minnie believed theirs was a match made in heaven and felt they were truly blessed by the Lord, allowing them 54 years together. He served 9 years in the Army National Guard of Oklahoma, and Joe worked and traveled for over 20 years with Bethel Bechtel Corporation and Beacon Construction as a senior electrical instrument superintendent and senior electrical field engineer. He carried a master's electrical license from numerous states while working with Bethel Beacon. He was a past member of the Local 338 and Local 59. Joe served as a volunteer fireman for West Bryan County and was an amateur radio operator and received his license K5BQG in 1955, member and past president of DARA, that's Durant Amateur Radio Association, a past public information officer of ARL, National Association of for Amateur Radio Oklahoma Section, and member of Bryan County Emergency Management, says N5AV. After retirement, Joe and Minnie returned to Durant, Oklahoma, and moved their church membership to Calvary Baptist Church, where he served as Sunday school superintendent for Adult 2 Department, served as one of the group leaders in Wednesday night Bible class, and served on several committees, and always had his hand waving in the air if a volunteer was asked for. He could be of service to his Lord and beloved church family at Calvary Baptist Church. Survivors include his wife Minnie, of the home, son Paul White, and wife Natalia, Ingleside, Texas. Grandsons Eric White, Baytown, Texas. Stephen White, Ingleside, Texas. And Ben White, Dover, Pennsylvania. Granddaughters, Tracy Price and husband Jerry, Deer Park, Texas. Laura Pritchard, Dover, Pennsylvania. And Amanda White, Franklin, Kentucky. And great-grandchildren, Jonathan, Calista, Janae, Kristen, Isabella, Alexandra, Kaylee, Jake, Grayson. Forgive me if I pronounce those names incorrectly. He was preceded in death by his parents, Grady and Lucille White, and son, Philip Grady White. pallbearers and honorary pallbearers were members of the Bryan County Emergency Management. Joe was a happy, loving, caring son, husband, father, and grandfather, and friend to many. He has left us all with many happy memories, a list of some of his favorite Bible passages, and this parting message, which wrote in September of 2011. Please don't shed an unhappy tear for me. I wait for you and my love, my family, my friends. I wait for you in Christ's sweet arms. At this time, we'll have scripture. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, he leadeth me beside still waters. He restores my soul, and he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me, in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is one of Joe's favorite scriptures. This time we'll have a word of prayer. And Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, and we just thank you for Joe and his contribute to the amateur radio group, and we just thank you, Lord, for his presence here on earth. We just want to lift the family up in their sorrows, Lord.